Now, two U.S. Republican congressmen have introduced a bill to combat the rising tide of international boycott, divestment, and sanctions, or BDS, against Israel. Now, the bill, referred to as the Boycott Our Enemies, Not Israel Act, has been jointly brought up by Doug Lamborn and Ron DeSantis. Now, according to the bill, prospective contractors with the U.S. government will have to certify that they're not participating in any Israeli boycott. The bill also includes penalties for false certification, including permanently banning a company from doing business with the U.S. government. Now, this is the third such attempt by U.S. lawmakers in the wake of a global campaign to boycott Israel over its settlement expansion. Now, two bipartisan bills were introduced earlier to counter the BDS movement, which has spread in universities throughout Europe, the United States, Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa. We're now joined out of Annabelle by Mr. Blaine Coleman, Palestine human rights activist. Now, Mr. Coleman, what are you guys doing with the BDS movement, and how can it be criminalized by Congress?
Well, it cannot be. And this bill that you're discussing will do nothing to stop students at the University of Michigan from demanding divestment against companies that are helping Israel to murder Palestinians. Hundreds of students at the University of Michigan are going to be demanding divestment this Tuesday night at 7:30 in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And many hundreds of students have done the same at campuses such as Loyola University in Chicago and many campuses at the University of California.
Now, sir, I mean, it's funny that the Republicans, more so than the Democrats, support the laissez-faire form of government where the market is to regulate itself with little or no intervention from the government. Now, why are we seeing them compromise or make exceptions when it comes to Israel?
Well, I think they are very inspired by the racist brutality of Israel. I think they feel a certain extra kinship to it. But this racist brutality, which is Israel, is the same thing that is sparking all of these divestment and boycott movements on the U.S. campuses right now.
Right, and if you feel like you're pumping money into a supplier which pays taxes into sustaining a regime that supports either apartheid, some form of exploitation, or some kind of inhumane treatment of people, do you not have the right to refrain from doing business with that entity under U.S. law?
Well, I don't see why not. And furthermore, politically, these boycotts and divestments against Israel are devastating politically. I can't speak about the economic impact, but politically, it ruined the apartheid state of South Africa. And you will see it ruin the apartheid state of Israel the same way.
So apparently you don't feel this BDS movement is doing anything illegal or can be criminalized for their activities, right?
Of course not.
Thank you, Mr. Coleman, for your input there, sir. That's Mr. Blaine Coleman joining us at Annabelle in the United States, Palestine human rights activist.